All right, this is Perek Vav and Hilchos Nachos, Ketanim Halachos Etzi Inheritance. And here we're going to focus more on, in the beginning at least, the ability of someone or inability of a father, for instance, to stop his kids from inheriting. All right, so what do you call the person can't give his Yerusha or his inheritance to someone who's not appropriate to inherit, for the lock or Yerusha and Yerush, nor can he uproot or exclude the inheritance from someone who's appropriate to inherit. Even though it is considered money. Because it says in the Torah, this chok can't be changed. And the stipulation is not going to help. It doesn't matter if he's healthy or if he's on his deathbed, whether it's orally or written down in a model, it's not going to have help change the halachic institution, the fixed institution of Nachlos. So therefore, let's say, for example, a person says that this my first son, my firstborn, he should not receive the double portion. Or this one of my sons is not going to inherit my estate with his brothers. Lo omar kolam, he hasn't said anything. Let's say he says, let this guy inherit my estate when I have a daughter and some other guy. Or a BT to Yerushani b'makom sheish laben, or my daughter will inherit it over my son. Lo amar klam, he doesn't say anything. Mechokol yotze b'zeh. However, v'ahayu lo yorshin rabim. Let's say he's got many, many heirs. Kigom banim rabim, many sons, or achron lo brothers, or banos or daughters. V'amar kashush shemra. And he says when he's on his deathbed, achi yorshini, he says, of all my brothers, achi yorshini miklal achi, o BT ponis tirshini miklal banosai. He says, let's say, of all my brothers, only this one should inherit, or of all my daughters, only this one should inherit. In such a case there, it works. Well, he said it orally, wrote it down. But if he says that my son will be my only heir, if he said it orally, it's taken as valid. Let's say he wrote down all his estate giving to one son, to the son, he didn't, he doesn't really give him the estate, rather, he made his son into the guardian over the estate to determine how it's going to be a split up. Let's say he says, my son should inherit half my estate. And then my other son should have the other half. And it works. Let's say he says, my firstborn should inherit like a regular kid. Or he says, my firstborn should not receive a pish time with his brothers. Basically, he has to recognize even the firstborn of the, so to speak, hated wife. Let's say the person who wants to give up his estates healthy, he can't increase or decrease to either what he called the firstborn or to any of the other inheritors. This only applies when he says this using the wording of inherit. If he gave us a gift, then it is valid. Therefore, if a person is apportioning his estate orally to his kids while he's when he's on his deathbed, let's say one got more and one gets less, and he makes the bechor equal to them, then in that case, his words are valid. But if he says this is in the speaking of inheritance, then his words are of no meaning. Let's say when he's giving out his estate, he wrote down that he's giving it as a present, right? And whether it's at the beginning, the middle, the end of it, even though at the beginning or the end of it, he also spoke of inheritance, but the word matana is in there, it's good. Case, what's an example? Have this field given to this kid, this person, my son, and let him inherit it. Or he says, let him inherit it and have it given to him. Same thing. Since the language of giving is in there, even though the language of inheritance is in the beginning and the end of it, his words are good. If there are three fields or three inheritors, he says this field should be inherited from this guy, but give this field to this guy. And then he says, and then this guy should be yours, this field. In such a situation, it works. Even though he referred to the others with inheritance, Nonetheless, what do you call it? He was using the lashon of the language of giving to in another situation. As long as it doesn't have a significant pause between each statement. If he paused, then he must mention giving a present with regard to all of the three individuals. So, okay, so what's an example? So, if the wording mentioning present was in the middle, Yomar Ploni Ploni Yershu Sadeh Ploni Ploni Shenasatim Lahem Matana Yershim. He just say this person should inherit this in his field and this in his field, etc. If the language of present was in the beginning, Yomar, he should say Tinasin Sadeh Ploni 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 Yershim. He should say may this field, this or this field be given to so and so, and they should inherit it. If the language of giving is at the end, Yomar Yosh Pony Pony, Sada Pony Pony, Shinisatim Lahem Matana. So again, as long as at the end he mentions the word Matana. Lachas. You wish to bow? Okay, so when it comes to the husband inheriting from his wife's estate, Apishim Yivraim, even though it's a rabbinical, Asu Chizik Yivraim Kishal Torah, they made it strong enough to be like a Deraisa, therefore stipulation doesn't help. Ela Imkin Hisna Ima Kashiyarusa, only if you made a stipulation when they were engaged. So according to the Torah, a non-Jew inherits his father's estate. But when it comes to other inheritances, maybe they can follow their own secular customs. When it comes to a convert, he does not inherit his father's estate, only midrabanan. Only does he do that. The reason why is maybe he'll return back to rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But yearly, the Rambam surmises that a stipulation can be made regarding this inheritance, because a Gentile is not obligated to accept the words of the rabbinical ruling. A non-Jew does not inherit his father's estate if his father's a convert, ger, and a convert does not inherit another convert's estate. Well, let's say a person goes ahead and gives all his property to someone else, right, and taking away from his inheritors. So even though, what do you call it? If, let's say the inheritors weren't even nice to their father, sure, this is okay. But the Chacham don't like this. The recipients get everything that was given to them. It is ideal. So it's really ideal that a person should act as witness regard to will and which property is being taken away from, let's say, an inheritor to give them to somebody else. This applies even when the property is taken from a son who's not a really good kid and giving it to a brother, for instance, who's a Talmud Chacham, and conducts himself in an ideal way. Let's say a Jew leaves the faith, so to speak, so he still retains the right to inherit the estates of his Jewish relatives, like he was. However, Bezin comes along and wants to make him forfeit his money and penalize them. This way, to not strengthen their hand, they can do so. If he has Jewish, what do you call it, children, so what do you call it? Then the inheritance is due to the father, it should be given to them. This is the halacha was done in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, the Chacham said a person should never differentiate between his children while he is alive. Even something small, so they don't go into to be competitive. Bekinah and jealousy, kachi Yosef and Yosef, like Yosef's brothers to Yosef. Then it's Perek Vav, and we'll continue with Perek Zayin next time.